We are. I'm Pastor Tom Baker. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this August the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. It is a Insight Wednesday. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about death with dignity. And I'm going to share with you an experience I had this week that puts things in perspective. Unfortunately, Death with Dignity Act is a controversial bill that allows people to commit suicide. It is referred to as legal self-euthanasia, aimed towards terminally ill patients who otherwise do not have a chance to recover from untreatable diseases. They indicate that the majority of the opposition is religious-based because they are against suicide. Some doctors are also against the bill for moral reasons, because they're technically ending the patient's life or helping them end their own life. As of June 9th, 2016, California, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington have death with dignity statutes. In Montana, physician-assisted dying is legal by the state Supreme Court. Now, these laws are somewhat complicated. You simply can't go to your doctor and ask him for a prescription to put you to death. No, you need to be talking to your doctor about your end-of-life physicians, have an advance directive, or discuss the use of the physician orders for life-sustaining treatment. By the way, if you raise the issue after receiving a terminal diagnosis, they indicate that the physician may be less receptive. You have to have a personal conversation with your physician. And they give an example of what you could say to your physician. I want to live with as much quality as I can for as long as I can. If I am no longer able to find meaning in life after trying all other reasonable options, I would like to have the option of using our state's physician-assisted dying law that allows me to have medication to hasten my inevitable death. I hope that you will honor my decisions at the end of my life and respect my values as I respect yours. If you will never be willing to honor my request for a medication to hasten my death according to state law, please tell me now while I am able to make choices based on that knowledge. And I'm reading from a document that is in support of state physician-assisted suicide. You need to get an answer of yes or no from your doctor in regard to this question. If I were terminally ill and wanted to use our state's death with dignity law, would you be willing to write me a prescription for life-ending medication? And if you are diagnosed with a terminal illness wanting to use the law, you may tell your doctor something like, I understand that I have approximately 6 months or less to live, and the option to manage the symptoms of my illness in my home with the aid of hospice. I have given lengthy consideration to hastening my inevitable death. Will you honor my request to hasten my death by writing a lethal prescription in accordance with our state's death with dignity law? Well, there's much more in this document. Depending on what your physician says, they have certain suggestions and so forth. But I want to talk about what the reason is for this. I want to live with as much quality as I can for as long as I can. What does that mean? Who decides the quality of your life? You? Later in these articles, they talk about why individuals would feel indignant. Now listen to this. A good time to take the medication is when the quality of life has decreased to an unacceptable or intolerable level, and all that is left for them are days of suffering. The suffering can occur on many levels. Pain with every movement. The indignity of having someone you love change your diapers. Or the recognition that you are becoming so weak that you might not be able to swallow 4 ounces of liquid for long. It can also include the fear of total loss of control of your life. You can hardly find a paragraph that is more anti-Christian than this. Who, pray tell, is in control of their life? This whole bill is based on a view of quality of life that is not found in the scripture. A whole view of death with dignity that is the very opposite of death with dignity. It's death through cowardice. But you see, unbelievers don't really have the ability to die with dignity, because they're already dead in Christ. And therefore, what they go through can never be dignified. I got the call on Wednesday night, returned the call around 10 p.m. One of the members of Trinity Orchard Farm, her name was Rhonda, was in the hospital, and the physicians indicated that she would probably not last through the night. When I arrived at the hospital about 10:45, there were 7 children and spouses in the room, sitting around. She had a mask on, and it was clear she was having difficulty breathing. We sat there for over 2 hours, talking about experiences that they had had with her, how much they loved her, holding her hands, stroking, and kissing her. The breathing became more and more lengthy between breaths until finally there was no longer any movement in her mouth. The folks called in a nurse and then a physician who determined that her heart had stopped. I spoke to the family throughout this time. Some of them had questions they were answering. A number of them had actually gone to the parochial school at Trinity Lutheran Church in Orchard Farm, and they had many fond memories. A number of them are still members. When we spoke with them, as her last breath left her, we thanked the Lord that her angel had taken her spirit to heaven, and that was death with dignity. Why? Because unlike the so-called death with dignity law that wants you to put yourself in control when you die, proper death with dignity occurs when you decide to let God take you from this veil of tears. Issues Etc. not long ago was having a discussion, I believe it was with a physician, and he was talking about how many people who had been given the prognosis that they would only last 6 months were still living years after the prognosis. Nobody can really say when you should die. But what really disturbs me about this so-called euthanasia assisted is that there is a total loss of the theology that God provides. First of all, the word euthanasia comes from two Greek words. Thanatos is death, and the two letters EU before it means good. So they think this is a good death. But from whose point of view? We are not in control of the quality of our life. And who can say that even if we have a member with terminal illness who is in a coma, that God still does not use that situation to bring people to their knees in worship of Jesus Christ? Yes, we all wish we could die as my father died. He was a passenger in the car where my mother was driving. They were going to a wedding. He had a suit on. He was reading the paper. And suddenly he took one breath and he fell asleep in Jesus, right in the car. I've been called many a time during my 44 years in the ministry where someone's spouse died in bed during sleep. But then there are those occasions when someone goes to a hospice and just seems to linger on and on and on. But I've been there, having had the opportunity to say prayers for the people. Whereas, had that person committed suicide, all of that would be gone. I personally can't understand how any physician can participate in killing a human being. The law makes it very clear that the physician doesn't make that decision. The person must make that decision. And depending on what state you're dealing with death of dignity laws, they have some complicated processes by which you obtain the medications. The first thing in California, Oregon, Vermont, or Washington is a requirement that you prove your residency, either with a state-issued identification card or driver's license, documents showing you rent or own residential property in the state, a state's voter registration, or a recent state tax return. However, there is no minimum length of residency required. And I remember, I think it was Oregon, where a woman just simply moved there in order that she could establish residency because she wanted to commit suicide. And so whether she was there for 1 hour or 10 weeks, it didn't matter. Once you had that residency, you now have met the statute as to who may be put to death. Now, two physicians must sign in most states after an oral request is made. And therefore, they need to somewhat agree that you are near death. Now, you yourself go and pick up the medication from the pharmacy. And then you're permitted to use it. According to this article, about one-third of qualified terminally ill people decide that they do not want to hasten their death using the prescription. Nothing in the Death with Dignity statutes tells the patient that he or she must take the medication after going through all the steps to qualify. You know why they wrote that in there? So they can't be blamed, even though they're the ones, the doctors, who prescribed that medication. They give all kinds of other advice about talking with your family, this sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is, this bill has a totally different definition of dignity than does the scripture. What was the most undignified death from a human point of view that had ever occurred in the Bible? I would say the crucifixion. A totally innocent man. And yet, he volunteered to die for you. See, this is the difference between proper death with dignity and improper. The woman who died Wednesday at Missouri Baptist Hospital, she died with dignity. She knew she was ill. She was at the hospital. She had soon become unconscious. But there was no prescription that she had desired to take. And that's because of her faith in God, that He will make the decision. In fact, they even say with medication, people who take the medication may die within 5 minutes, or it can be up to 6 hours. Then we do have occasions, and those already have been talked about in newspapers and magazines, where the family wants the person to commit suicide because the high costs of health care today, and they don't want to lose any more money in the will than they've already lost. We've said it a lot of times here on Law and Gospel on KFUO, the different motivation between the unbeliever and the believer. And this makes it really clear. The unbeliever's motivation is self-interest. The believer's motivation is Christ's interest. Yes, there's no doubt that none of us want to die a lengthy death with little control over our body, but you know, it just blows my mind that people want to die so their diapers aren't changed by a loved one. Well, what do you think happened when they were born? Babies don't change their diapers. Oh, but you see, a baby isn't conscious of what's going on. Well, it seems to me a terminally ill person who's gone into a coma isn't conscious either. In other words, death with dignity means death without being embarrassed. And that embarrassment can mean all kinds of things, but people love to be in control of their life. That's why, as we're going to be beginning a youth confirmation again, one of the points we're going to be making is you are not in control of your life. God is in control of your life. How many people have jumped off bridges to commit suicide and they end up still alive with broken bones, etc., because God wasn't ready to take them? And that's one of the words I said while we were waiting during that 2 hours. She could have lasted perhaps 2-3 days. We had no idea. But it appeared that none of us were going to be leaving the room. And there was such love between the family and her. And reminiscences that really brought a smile to their face. When the last breath came, I said to the family, you know, it appears that she died, but she really hasn't. And I quoted from the John 11 passage, Jesus going to Lazarus. You know, he waits 2 days before he makes the journey. So by the time he gets there, Lazarus has been dead 4 days. Why? Because in Judaism, there was a feeling that the spirit of the person stayed with the person for 3 days after death before they left. I don't know the background of all that or why people thought that, but it could be that number of people seem to have died and then all of a sudden a day later they're breathing again. But whatever the reason, no one doubted that Lazarus would be dead. In fact, when Jesus said, "Open the tomb," one of the sisters said, "No, Lord, he stinketh." And when he came out of the tomb alive, then the prophecy of Jesus came true. Because Martha had asked him, "Lord, why didn't you get here earlier? Because had you been here, he would not have died." And Jesus talks about the resurrection. And she says, "Well, I know about the resurrection on the last day when we go to heaven." Wow, that Bible class that Mary and Martha had been having in the home, it appeared that Martha finally did sit down and listen. Because nobody can make that up under their mind. Then Jesus says the following, that he's the resurrection and the life. And one of the statements he made is, though a believer is a believer, he will never die. But we see bodies dying all the time, but the person doesn't die. Their spirit is immediately taken to be with Jesus. I mean, that's found again and again. Jesus from the cross, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Stephen, while being stoned, says the same thing. In fact, what do we talk about Christians who have died? Asleep in Jesus. They're now resting in peace. Death with dignity is permitting God to be in control. Death with dignity is remembering God's promises of what he will do with those whose body dies while here on earth. They will not die, for their spirit will be with Jesus, awaiting that judgment day when their bodies will be restored, and they will live eternally in a heaven in the flesh, in the same way that Jesus is since his resurrection. Yes, I'm sure diseases that progress to coma, that they can be very scary. But you have a God who says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You have a God who promises that all things are going to work out for your life. Now, this particular article, in case people don't want to choose taking a prescription that kills them, they had additional options. For example, not starting new treatments or stopping current treatments. Palliative sedation, which I assume means taking a lot of the pain away. Or voluntary stopping eating and drinking, where you refuse to eat and drink. Now, what is the church's position on this? That you have incurable cancer, and there are three or four treatments. Could be radiation or some kind of medicine. When I've been asked that, which one should I choose, Pastor? As long as it's not committing suicide, you can choose any of them. And if you prefer to stop the current treatments, I don't have a problem with that. Or starting new treatments. As long as it's not sin behind it. This is a difficult situation. And that's why more and more states are allowing for this ridiculous nomenclature, death with dignity. It's the very opposite. Dignity means you let God in control. Those who do not die a dignity life, who do not participate in dignity of death. They're really self-centered. They themselves are afraid. And so they're going to step in, and as with every sin, it may not just be disobedience, but it is always idolatry. We may talk a little bit more about this with Reverend Reimnitz. Because of this woman's death, I'm doing the funeral on Friday, beginning at 9:30 in the morning, the visitation, etc. So we will not have an open mic Friday. Tomorrow's our last live program, and then we'll see you again Monday. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.